Well, I think that even in Miami, that is strongly anti-Castro and anti-Cuban government, the new restrictions or the ratcheted up restrictions that the Bush administration put in did not sit well with a lot of family members. As you know, the over 40-year-old embargo has already taken a toll on people's health and the economy of the island, along with other factors that are not just basically solely based on the embargo, but these new restrictions were really too much, keeping a lot of people, families apart, and in fact redefining the Cuban family via the Bush administration.
Ninoska Perez is a director for the Cuban Liberty Council. She doesn't believe Obama's stance will play well in the Miami-Dade County area, where he's scheduled to speak this coming Saturday night.
They're banking on the fact that they say the Cuban community has changed, and I don't believe polls that are made by Democrats to benefit the Democratic Party. My poll is that when every time that Ileana Ross Leighton or Lincoln or Mario Diaz-Balart are elected to represent this community and they support sanctions and they have overwhelming support in this community, to me that is the poll, the real poll.
In his opinion piece, Obama references the period of the late 90s and the early part of this decade, when it appeared that human rights activists had more political freedom than ever under Castro's rule. Obama attributes that to U.S. policies. Before the March 2003 jailing by the regime of 75 of Cuba's most prominent dissidents. Sylvia Wilhelm is the executive director of the Cuban American Commission for Family Rights, based in Miami, a group that has lobbied for a relaxation of the U.S. embargo on Cuba. That portion of the op-ed did not impress her.
We could have a big debate about that position. Bottom line is, we support human rights everywhere in the world. When you talk about Cuba, the main thing is relations need to be restored. Dialogue needs to be restored. And a new beginning needs to take place at all levels, all the way from the government, the top of the government, all the way to the last dissident. So let's not just concentrate on 75. Let's concentrate on 11 million people in Cuba.
I don't know if he's aware of how many dissidents are serving sentences of 20 and 25 years.
Again, Ninoska Perez from the Cuban Liberty Council.
Some of the worst crimes were committed, like the sinking of the tugboat, the downing of American airplanes in international airspace. But I think he has been very ill-advised as to assume that lifting sanctions against Cuba's dictatorial regime would bring about change, because why won't he apply the same principles that were used to bring about change in South Africa, where blacks were victims of the same apartheid that Cubans are on the island?
Obama's opinion piece will surely be another statement that Republican presidential candidates will seize on. Former Massachusetts Senator Mitt Romney in particular has taken shots at Obama, specifically after his comment last month that he would use military force in Pakistan if there was actionable intelligence to go after al-Qaeda's leaders. But among the Democrats running for president, Obama's statement is not the most liberal regarding visiting Cuba. Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd is co-sponsoring a measure in the Senate that would allow any American citizen to visit Cuba. Sylvia Wilhelm says her group has always respected Dodd and his progressive perspective overall in regarding Latin America.
Well, we support the senator has always been on point with for many, many years with urging for a revisit to U.S.-Cuba policy, so I am absolutely not surprised that he has come up with a bill that basically encourages all Americans to travel. We salute him. We think he's on the right track.
WMNF programmer Franco Silva has visited Cuba twice in the past 4 years. He says the Bush administration's crackdown on travel and remittances has made it more perilous for those traveling by boat to and from the communist island.
I had a little bit of trouble when I came back the first time. We went on a yacht. We took off from Key West. And now I understand that they're going as far as confiscating your vessel if you go to Cuba. So the new restrictions do affect a lot of the boating community, if you will, in South Florida. And what a wonderful place to visit. We are actually denying ourselves one of the pleasures of life is to see Havana, is to see Cuba.